Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University softball star Kayla Abity. She's a big reason why the Hawks have had so much success this season and also recently set a ton of records. So first of all, Kayla, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
How much fun has this season been? Past the idea that you guys have had so much success, but, you know, I'm sure there was probably times in the midst of the pandemic when you wondered if this would ever come. So how much fun has this been?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You know, this is my fifth year, so having the opportunity to come back, although the pandemic kind of ruined my true senior year, it's been awesome. The team's great, and I've never played on a team that I feel so confident in that we could win this championship. And, you know, throughout the entire lineup, like, everybody, you know, gives what they can and just really performs when we're out there. So it's awesome.
Did the pandemic and, like, having last season cut short and questions about this season, does it make you appreciate things even more?
Oh, absolutely. Just being able to have the opportunity is amazing. Like, when we're out there, you know, I got a chance to play softball one last time. So now that it's coming to an end, it makes me realize how fortunate I was to be able to come back. And, you know, it's sad to see it go, but I'm hoping that we can end on a high note.
So you set a bunch of records. In fact, I think one swing of the bat, the career home run record for St. Joe's, the season home run record. And in the same game, you set the season RBI record. Was it all connected on one swing of the bat, or was the RBI later? Or are you not sure?
I'm honestly not completely sure, but I believe that the RBI and the career home run were on the same swing. It's just really exciting. And I couldn't have been able to do that without my coaches and my teammates. You know, they're the reason why I'm successful, and they're the reason why as a team we're super successful. Just hearing them cheer me on and having my back is just the greatest feeling. And there's no other girls that I would rather be out there playing with than them. It's awesome.
When were you made aware that these records were in play for you?
So I had got word of it from a couple of my teammates. I wasn't really keeping track of any of it just because I know that once you start thinking about it, maybe bad things can happen. So I just, you know, forgot all about it, went out there, and then, you know, if it happened, it was going to happen. And, you know, it worked out for me in that way.
So were you aware when you hit that home run, like, that was it?
Yeah, I did. Because at that point I had known that, the home run before that I hit was to tie it. So I knew that, you know, with this Fordham tournament coming up that, you know, I would need one more to be on top. So
what was that like from the swing to the walk around the bases to the coming back to the dugout?
It was definitely exciting. You know, I wasn't really thinking too much about it during the games. You know, if I get a good piece of the ball, then I do. But it's more than just thinking about getting a home run for me. You know, I want to do what I can to help out my team, whether that's a walk, a single, or whatever it is. So, you know, it was nice to know that I could contribute in that way for us, but also, you know, have that record under my belt.
When did softball become a passion for you growing up? Were you always a softball kid, or were you I play everything? And then just as time went on, the focus kind of narrowed to softball.
Yeah, you know, my parents put me in soccer for like a year, and, you know, slowly it turned into I want to be the goalie. I don't really want to run around. So softball's pretty much been the only sport that I've played. And I have been playing on my well, back in the day, I played on my travel ball team since I was in fourth grade all the way up until my senior of high school. So I've been playing competitively for a very long time.
What goes through your mind here these days? You guys are so focused on trying to win a championship and you want so much more softball to play, but the days, no matter how far you go, your career is winding down. How do you balance the emotions of all that?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's hard because some days, you know, I'll feel down because I'm realizing, you know, softball was always a part of who I was and my identity. And as I'm graduating and softball is going to be behind me, it's hard to accept the fact that it's over. But it's also a great feeling knowing that I was able to do what I could for my teams throughout my entire career at St. Joe's and before that, and for myself. So, you know, I'll feel pretty successful at the end of the day, but very sad to see it go.
And do you ever take a moment to think about the impact that you've had on the program? I mean, to have all those records, I mean, it's amazing to do all that in one game, but you know, to be at the top of lists like that, that's special.
Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling. It just shows that the hard work that I put in really, really benefited me. And like I said before, I really don't go out there and do it for myself. You know, I just want to be able to be the best teammate that I can to my friends and to my coaches. Like, I want to be a coachable athlete. I want to be able to listen, take what they say, and all those other awards and things just come along with that.
And what do you guys need to do to be successful here going forward?
So I really think after this past Fordham series, we have really good momentum. Fordham's a great team. And we really showed up. So I think moving forward, we just need to stay confident. The bats are hot right now. The pitching looks great. I think that if we just keep that up, we have a really good opportunity here. And we've seen GW. We've seen all the Fordham pitchers. So it's not going to blindside us. I really think that we just need to keep pushing and we can really win this championship.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.